so the people of God may uphold its mission for deep reflection on the truth for this time, and to promote a spirit of revival and reformation, the Inter-American Division presents Pastor James Daniels, Constant in Prayer, a call to recognize the primacy of the spiritual life.
Comedian Jack Benny, from TV's Golden Age, had a skit which illustrated how we place money ahead of everything. In the skit, Jack is walking down the street when suddenly he's approached by an armed robber who shouts, "Your money or your life?" There's a long pause. Jack does nothing. The robber impatiently inquires, "Well, what will it be? Your money or your life?" Jack replies, "Don't rush me. I'm thinking it over." Some people live by misplaced emphases or distorted values. Christians are inspired and empowered to live lives in submission to Christ Jesus, understanding that they are not owners of life, but agents of God. Stewards who practice stewardship. But what is stewardship? Stewardship, defined, is the lifestyle of one who accepts Christ's lordship, walking in partnership with God, and acting as his agent to manage his affairs on earth. So stewardship begins with God, with who he is. He's Lord, Creator, Redeemer, Provider, Owner. Christ Jesus came to our world a steward of God, administering for him the plan of salvation. Christ is a unique steward, because in order to preserve the life of those entrusted to him, he gave his life for them. We Christians are stewards of our lives, of our time, our environment, our bodies, our spiritual life, our social being, our mental and intellectual capacities. We are responsible for providing prudent management in every sphere of our lives, acting as agents of God. As stewards, we work together with God in partnership with him. Christian stewardship is therefore about how we live. It's about our lifestyle. Do we represent God? Faithful stewards live lives in relationship with God based on love and assurance through Christ. When we understand that God cares about us and that he is the one who provides for us, the giver of resources, financially and otherwise, we'll worship him with all we are and with all we manage. We gladly return to God a portion of all he entrusts to us. By returning to God, we worship God. And when we do, God gets so happy, he gives to us again.
Constant in prayer, because we are praying in Inter-America.